From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Mendocino Complex fire is now the largest wildfire in California history, breaking a record set just months ago. Experts say it may become the new normal as climate change, coupled with the expansion of homes into undeveloped areas, creates more intense and devastating blazes. On Monday, the twin fires burning just miles apart became the largest collective wildfire in state history after destroying more than 443 square miles of forest and rural areas. The Mendocino Complex fire is just a couple of square miles larger than a deadly blaze last December, but it's still growing. Officials say the twin fires threaten 11,300 buildings. In all, more than 14,000 firefighters are battling major blazes throughout California. $50,000 bail for a man cuffed in connection with a break-in. Last Friday night, 6:30 p.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies called to a burglary in progress at a car dealership on the 1700 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville. When deputies got there, the suspect, 28-year-old Kevin Baltazar Dial of McKinleyville, fled from inside the business on foot. Deputies pursued and quickly apprehended him. He was found to be in possession of stolen keys to the business and a stolen key fob to a vehicle in the front showroom. He was also found to have caused over $8,000 in property damage to the dealership. He's charged with burglary, vehicle theft, vandalism, and resisting arrest. Eureka police now say the discovery of two people found dead in a home last Friday is a case of murder-suicide. At about 8 p.m. that night, officers with the Eureka PD responded to the 3200 block of D Street for a welfare check. Based on their investigation, officers ultimately forced entry into the residence. They located a deceased female with multiple lacerations, a male subject who also had lacerations. The male's injuries appeared to be self-inflicted. Based on the investigation, the indications are that this was a murder-suicide incident. No further information available. Well, having a fire drill Wednesday at HSU, it'll take place at 6 p.m. to test campus and community response teams. The simulation will be loud and include participation from Housing and Residence Life, the University Police Department, the Arcata Fire Department, Arcata Mad River Ambulance, and the Campus Emergency Operations Center. Passersby may see smoke coming out of buildings and actors crying for help. First responders will be using emergency radios, and traffic flow may be affected on campus. The simulation intended to provide a real-time, realistic experience of an emergency and test the response to it. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.